Patrick Corrigan from Amnesty International. This programme today is scary, Patrick.
It is scary, and I'll pay tribute to the work of you and your team, Andy McCauley and the Spotlight team, for exposing the extent of the abuse and indeed what I would say is the cover-up of the collusion with Father Malachy Finnegan, enabling him to perpetuate the abuse.
Finnegan was stood down in 1995 from recollection. So the Catholic Church would say, look, they did something about it. They stood him down. They moved him to a centre for treatment.
Listen, Stephen, the Father Malachy Finnegan case, it's the most recent case. It's the one that your spotlight is on at the moment. But it is not an isolated case. It may be particularly egregious in the focus of attention at the moment. But I'm afraid to say it is one of very, very many cases of which we are aware. And I can tell you what the pattern is. First of all, the pattern is that a paedophile priest is put into a position of trust in a local community, a parish, a school setting. The priest takes advantage of that trust. He abuses the trust. He abuses children. And then it's what follows is perhaps even scarier. And that is that the system of deference to priests and to the Catholic Church and perhaps fear of the consequences come into play. The church or the abusive priests themselves get involved in secret payouts or out-of-court settlements.
And let me just, because I want this, sorry to interrupt, Patrick, but I want this programme to be precise today and to be fair to all involved now.
And Stephen, I utterly understand you're focusing on this particular case. What I'm trying to do is set this in a wider context, because what we're calling for this morning, again, what we first called for in November 2012 to the Northern Ireland Executive, is for a full public inquiry into clerical child sex abuse in Northern Ireland to be established. And that's because the Father Malachy Finnegan example is not isolated. At the very time when he was abusing the church's own diocesan review, shows that in that same diocese of Tramore, there were allegations of abuse against 10 priests in the diocese of Clogher. There were allegations of abuse against 13 priests in the diocese of Derry. There were allegations against 23 priests. I could go on. Down in Connor has a much higher number. The patterns are the same, and as often as I was saying earlier, that they're out of court settlements, that there are confidentiality or secrecy agreements with the children and the parents. The abusive priest, as with Father Finnegan, he was moved perhaps out of the particular location, off perhaps to a so-called rehabilitation centre, and then put into another setting of trust, another parish or school or elsewhere, to continue the abuse.
So you're calling, Patrick, because I've just pushed for time. You're calling for a public inquiry.
There must be a public inquiry. The state has a responsibility here, not just to the victims of Father Finnegan, but to many others, to investigate not just the instances of abuse, but the allegations of collusion and cover-up by the church authorities, and also the allegations of the failings of the authorities, including the police, to properly investigate and bring prosecutions
and Patrick,
to priests and others involved in cover-up.
And Patrick, very briefly for me, do you believe Bishop McAreevy's position is tenable?
Listen, that's a matter for that organisation. What I'm interested in is how the state responds to this, not how a private organisation responds to this.
Patrick Corrigan, thank you very much indeed.